The Save Our Salmon initiative goes before voters in the Lake and Peninsula Borough tomorrow, and the information war around the proposed pebble mine that the initiative is aimed at stopping is heating up. Conservation groups are releasing ads, activists are posting online videos, and the group behind the mine, the Pebble Partnership, flew members of the media up to their mine site recently. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
If passed, the initiative would amend the borough's development permitting code and could slow down or stop the development of the Pebble Mine. I decided to go on a media tour paid for by the Pebble Partnership to see the mine site at the center of the controversial initiative for myself. My September 23rd visit included a helicopter ride around the mine site, which is located on State of Alaska land about 10 miles northwest of Iliamna Lake and 200 miles southwest of Anchorage. We land on a hill overlooking the deposit to check out a drill rig and reclaimed holes. Mike Heatwall is a spokesman for the Pebble Partnership, the organization developing the mine. As I shelter my microphone from the wind, Heatwall looks out over the horizon, describing the vast valley of rolling golden tundra over my shoulder.
We're standing here on what we call the overlook. We're looking out over the pebble deposit. I see our supply camp, which is where we store the equipment for our drilling work. And I'm looking out, I see two of our drill rigs doing some of their work right now.
The mine site is said to hold an estimated 80 billion pounds of copper, more than 100 million ounces of gold, and about 5 billion pounds of molybdenum. The claim area spans 150 miles and could become North America's largest open-pit mine. Pebble has drilled more than 1,200 exploratory core holes at the site.
How far have you drilled?
We're at 3,700 feet right now.
Bud Verzier makes $32.50 an hour drilling for Pebble as a contract worker with Quest Drilling, a Canadian company. Pointing to the tank of water, he explains how things are supposed to go.
This is water we're recirculating, though it's our drilling water.
And so what happens when you disassemble this site? What, do you just dump the water back into the ground? Or?
Well, the excess water that will be in the sumps right there, and it gets just filled in with the dirt. And then everything gets moved off the site. The reclamation crew comes in and replaces all the dirt that's pulled up, puts all the tundra back on top, and reclaims the site.
Heatwall walks me up to take a look at a reclaimed drill hole on top of the hill. All that was left of the former drill site was a capped-off tube with an orange marker. Pebble's set to release its environmental baseline document summarizing more than $120 million in studies that will guide the development of the mine before the end of the year. That will be followed by release of the mine plan in the winter of 2012. They want people to refrain from judging the project until its release. But those opposed to the mine say they'll nearly be to the permitting stage by then, and it may be too late to stop the project from going ahead. And they allege that the exploratory drill holes are already polluting the site. A little over a week ago, an activist working for the conservation group Trout Unlimited posted a YouTube video implying the Pebble Partnership was lying about the safety of those drill holes. The YouTube video, set to the song The Setup by Zebrahead, starts out with a photo of Catherine Karskallen, the activist who made the video, beside a supposedly reclaimed drill hole at the site, oozing green and orange goo.
There's two ways to do things. You can fight things in court and it can drag on and you have to have money and pay lawyers, or you can raise public awareness, and that's what something like YouTube can do.
Karskallen claims the goo could be the beginnings of acid rock drainage, polluting water that can leak from sulfide metal mines like Pebble. Karskallen coordinates outreach for Trout Unlimited in Bristol Bay. She's a third-generation commercial fisherman and an activist against the mine. The video only had about 1,500 views when I looked at it, but that's enough to get people talking in sparsely populated Bristol Bay. And that, Karskallen explains, is her goal.
My coworker Rick and I flew up and landed on Frying Pan Lake, and our intention was to walk up to the drill rig that's closest to the lake, and we walked up on the hillside to get there, and we came across one of the reclaimed drill sites. We took pictures of what we saw, and that's what this video is.
Karskallen says she took water samples from the drill hole she visited, but they'd expired by the time they made it to the lab. I asked Karskallen if she'd sent the photos she took to the Department of Natural Resources.
At this point, I've been working to fight this mine for about 3 years and hit nothing but frustration with the agencies. And so at this point, my only purpose was for the public to see what's going on and the agencies are included in the public, and hopefully they will see it. And if they feel compelled to take action, that would be wonderful. But we've gone to them before, and they've said that they don't have the staff to oversee what's going on there. So this seemed like a better way for people to really see.
Heatwool, with the Pebble Partnership, says they're taking a look at the core hole in Karskallen's photo. No word yet on whether state agencies monitoring the site have checked it out. Earlier this month, a Superior Court judge ruled that conservation groups, including Trout Unlimited, had not provided enough evidence to prove Pebble's exploratory core holes were already polluting the site. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.